Jeannie Eiler says Pullman Regional Hospital began vaccinating its more than 500 employees around Christmas. Eiler is the hospital's chief nursing officer. By mid-January, she says about 50% had received their shots. She and a few colleagues set a goal of inoculating 75% by March 1st.
And I will be really honest with you, I was very doubtful that we would even get close to that.
That's because some people weren't eager to get the vaccine. Eiler says some wanted to see how their inoculated colleagues would react. She says the hospital created a team to consider ideas to help people overcome that hesitancy.
We have an email group of all of the employees, and people started putting out their why they got vaccinated. We heard that from physicians. Some of the most powerful messages were from people who shared that they weren't going to get vaccinated, but what were the things that changed their minds?
She says about 50 people shared their stories.
I heard several of our staff members who said, it was so-and-so's story that made me get vaccinated. So that really was quite effective.
Also effective, firsthand experience.
When nurses, physical therapists, people, direct caregivers, saw the pain and suffering of patients who were here in the hospital, couldn't see their family members, and the impact that that had on them and their choice to get vaccinated and help avoid that for everybody else, those were really impactful.
One other strategy, never discount the power of vaccine-related swag.
Of course, we have stickers that say when you get your vaccine, you can wear the sticker that says I've been vaccinated. But we got these permanent pins for people, our employees who got vaccinated. And we got those 2 weeks ago. And again, that has had an impact on a few people. We have had patients who have come in to OB and want to make sure that the staff that are caring for them are vaccinated. And so we've had comments from our patients that they like seeing that pin.
As of last week, Eiler says about 73% of Pullman Regional's employees had been vaccinated, a little short of and a little late for meeting the March 1st deadline, but still a pretty good effort. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.